2. The buckskin gloves. I try to give the horses I work with a safe place to be and a sense of peace. Sometimes this means they're just standing near me for a quiet moment. The feeling may not hold long because trust doesn't just happen, but I know the horses feel the peacefulness. I felt it that night in the backyard when I was crammed into the barrel with my dog Duke. For a little while, I was in a safe place for the first time since my mom died. A little cold, but safe. I can't help remembering this time spent with Duke when it's time to wean our young colts. We wean them when they're 6 months old, and no matter how many years I work with horses, I still feel sympathy for the youngsters. I know the terror that must well up in them when we separate them from their mothers, and I try to make being weaned as easy for them as I can. The colts make a clean break from the mares. I like to take the colts out of earshot so the mares don't hear their cries and become frantic. Mothers love their babies, and it's hard on them, too. The first few months of life are a very precious time for the foal and the mare. The mare's instincts have evolved over thousands of years, and she knows more about her baby's needs and comfort level than I do. My colts end up being comfortable with my presence and handling after I wean them. The first few days of separation are a troubling time for these young horses. It's therefore necessary that they have the chance to work things out for themselves. Quite often, the colts take support from one another because we leave them together as a herd. To further help the process along, I always put a babysitter in with the newly weaned colts, usually an older retired gelding whose stability is reassuring to the little ones. This isn't an idea I came up with on my own. People have been doing it for years, but because of what I went through as a kid, I know what it feels like to have my mother taken away. I understand the reassurance and comfort that can come from a stabilizing factor. The colts get along well with the gelding. In the beginning, he's a calming influence. Later on, he provides discipline within the group, which helps keep delinquency to a minimum. We leave the youngsters alone at first. They need to be with us.